I caused some confusion with my closing prayer last week when we heard that sermon from Australia of Mr. Armstrong. I meant to say I'd heard an awful lot of what it had contained before. I had not heard that sermon before. I haven't spent time in Australia, and of course it wasn't circulated at the time. But there was something in that sermon which I most definitely had not caught before. It struck a chord. He was talking about we need to get back on track. Very familiar message from him. And then he said, and keep chugging along. I smiled at that. That amused me. But it's appropriate. We need to keep chugging along. We are dedicated to preserving Mr. Armstrong's teaching, revealed to him by the Word of God. So we can find our way back to the track, or what the Bible calls the way. Interestingly enough, the expression for a railway track is the permanent way. But how are we chugging? Are we moving forward? Are we preparing to teach the way of God in the world tomorrow? Are we doing our part in getting the church, the bride of Christ, ready? The railway track is a dangerous place to stand still. Indeed, we are instructed to grow in grace and knowledge, but it must, of course, be of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, not some super-duper jumped-up apostle or end-time prophet that the Apostle Paul was so scathing about. If we do not progress, we regress. If we're not learning, we're losing what we've learnt before. It's the human condition. Contend earnestly for the faith once and for all delivered. Strive vigorously to retain the priceless knowledge revealed to us. Yes, Mr. Armstrong was a man. He made mistakes. So does everyone who accomplishes a great work, or leads a great organization. That is why God created us with this temporary physical chemical existence. Our errors are not permanent. We can learn from them, we can repent, and move forward. We are instructed in Romans chapter 12, the last verse, verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This requires effort, overcoming, diligence. And he said also in the second letter to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. Avoid worldly and empty chatter, for it will lead to further ungodliness. There's work to be done. We need to be progressing, not resting on our laurels. We found the track. Great. Stay on it, keep moving forward. This letter was written near the end of his life, and Paul continued in chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, not only to Paul, but also to all who are who love is appearing, all those who are looking forward to the return of Christ. Hopefully that's applying to all of us, the crown of righteousness, to be ruling as kings and priests, teachers, in this future kingdom, this wonderful world tomorrow. In various places, in God's word, we are ordered to strive, to be doers of the work. We are told whatever our hands find to do, we do with all our might. We are enjoined to be profitable servants. When the King, the Prince of Peace, returns, he needs us to find us faithfully working. He's going to sort the sheep from the goats. A little bit scary. I always like to think I'm more of a goat than I am a sheep. I don't like to just follow the crowd, but that's my problem to deal with. We need to be energetic, forceful to gain admission to the kingdom of God. One of the scriptures I always wondered about was, the kingdom of God suffers violence and violent men take hold of it. Hopefully that means us. We're being forceful. We're putting forth effort to grasp hold of our entry to it. Not taking it for granted. Not taking the easy course. Not resting, relaxing. But keeping going. The wise virgins who did sleep but were ready with lamp and oil. They were on track and chugging along. A bride, to make herself ready, has to plan, select and prepare suitable clothes, pay attention to her grooming, her bridesmaids, with the direction, guidance and encouragement of our mother. We think of the church as being our mother. We receive the guidance and encouragement there. It's difficult for me to think about being a bride. Our daughter has recently got married. I'm delighted about that. But I did feel a little bit sorry about the husband being swept along by everything. Boy, here we are, head of the household, in control. Whoa, boy. Don't get between the bride and mum-in-law. To stay on track and continue chugging ahead, we need to be daily receiving the Holy Spirit through contact with God and study. We also need the encouragement and fellowship of others faithfully pursuing the same goal. That is why it's so important we are meeting with a group that has the same purpose, standard, measure of the truth. We can't afford to dawdle around with people who couldn't be bothered, careless, lukewarm. We need to be alive with this message, to be driving on with it. With the teaching and understanding we receive from the study of the Bible, the Get Back on Track website, we should all be speaking the same thing. If we have a different point of view, go back, check it, measure it against the Bible, measure it against what we were taught, and see who is right. We are all going to have to use a review. We have to see things from our perspective, but make sure we know where this is coming from. Is it the truth, or is it some pet idea, some little baby we've nourished along and don't want to let go? It's always dangerous when you're preparing a sermonette. Am I speaking from the Bible, from the instruction we received, or is it my own pet little idea which I've been nurturing along and desperately want to foist onto everybody else? We need to be enthusiastic about something, but it needs to be enthusiastic for the truth. We must keep learning. We must retain everything. We cannot. We are unable as human beings to retain everything. As a policeman, years ago, we had all these laws to enforce. We didn't know a fraction of them. And then when you go to court, you're faced with a defense solicitor who's had a few days to review a library of books to try and pull you to pieces. So that was always interesting. You just had what you could retain in your brain, and then they could make you look a complete fool in court because you couldn't remember which act or whatever you were enforcing. Never mind. Interesting at the time. Revise. Compare what we believe with God's word. Be diligent. Don't be naive. We are constantly warned of false ministers and unruly men who, under the sway of Satan, will try to deceive. We've been through all of this before. It's an ongoing process. Beware not to be sidelined or wrecked, to carry on the train analogy. Keep progressing. Keep chugging along. God's Holy Spirit is likened to living water. It flows through God's begotten children. That's what makes us begotten, makes us his children. It is active, lively, productive. It's not a stagnant pond.